This is The View Beyond Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU's sports commentator Terry Pluto. So Terry, the Browns get their first win on a Sunday since 2015. It wasn't pretty, but they made it happen. One thing that was amazing,
Amanda,
was...
Amanda, I'm stopping you right there.
What?
The Browns have not won enough games for you to say whether it's pretty or ugly or whatever. No, every win is a Picasso.
Right, at this point.
And every loss is probably a finger painting.
Okay, good. That's right. One thing that was amazing, though, was the defense.
Yes. Denzel Ward, Nordonia High School, Ohio State, a surprise first-round pick by the Browns. Nobody had him going, number four. Picked off his third pass of the year. You know, did a good job covering some top receivers, and then blocked a field goal. He does not block the field goal. Baltimore wins that game in regulation instead of it going into overtime.
Okay.
So, you know, this guy, you know, an unheralded player, even though his first-round pick, really is, as much as Baker Mayfield's a signature pick for John Dorsey, new general manager, so is Denzel Ward. Because both of those choices were second-guessed quite a bit.
Yeah. So what does this mean? They get this win against a really tough team. Are we moving in the right? I mean, how real is this?
Well, you think about every game they've played is close.
Yeah, they could have won every one of them.
Every single one. You know, you could argue oftentimes you could have lost them all too, but that's kind of the NFL. But they played the Steelers, tied the Steelers, and they played Baltimore and beat Baltimore. Those are their two teams in their division. The third one is Cincinnati. They haven't played them yet. So they have not lost either to a team in their division, and at home they've not lost a game because they beat the Jets, they beat Baltimore, and they tied the Steelers.
Okay.
Remember, 0-16, 1-15, 3-13 the previous 3 years.
Okay.
Furthermore, you know, they've made some moves, like they got rid of Josh Gordon. You know, you could see, like you said, Baker Mayfield. What do you feel about him?
I'm feeling really good about him.
Yeah.
I'm coming around.
Well, I think we could see with Baker Mayfield is that you have a quarterback who probably won't mess up at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Now, sometimes he couldn't make the plays he wanted, but he wasn't just giving it to the other team.
Right.
And he also seems to have a lot of poise about him.
He does.
For a rookie. And so you see that, like, he was struggling most of the game, and all of a sudden in the middle of the overtime period, he hits a big pass to this guy, Derek Willis, who they had picked up. He was undrafted and hardly played, and because some other receivers got hurt, he's in the game, and all of a sudden he throws a pass in for like 30-some yards to set up what became the game-winning field goal. And so, Amanda, when you look at it now, the defense has played five games, and four of them have been really good. The only bad game was when they gave up 45 points in Oakland. The other games have all been 21 points or less. That's really good in the NFL. You know, in offense, that is up and down, but the big thing is the offense isn't self-destructive.
Right, like last year.
Like last year, where they led the league in turnovers, you know, fumbles, interceptions, they would have been better off like running the ball on every single play than all the pass plays that were, you know, atrocious a year ago. So you go and they turn around and, you know, here come the Chargers. Now you look at the schedule and there you go, it's hard to find a team. You go, well, they have no chance.
Really? How are the Chargers this season?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think the Las Vegas has like the Chargers a 2-point favorite. They have a really good quarterback in Phillip Rivers. But so what? The Browns have already played Ben Roethlisberger and they played Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco was 17-2 against the Browns going into that game.
Wow.
But Drew Brees. Certainly, Brees and Ben Roethlisberger are going to the Hall of Fame. Flacco's like right at the level right below that. So, you know, you go, hey, Sam Darnold, who some thought was a better quarterback prospect than Baker Mayfield. That's who they also play. So they haven't had where they're facing these teams with quarterbacks who are, you know, overmatched. So I'm intrigued. Let's put it this way. I just keep getting people saying, I can't wait to watch the next game.
Yeah, I kind of
and
feel
not
that too.
Not because they're masochist either. Yeah. You know, they really are like, gee, you know, maybe they'll win. You know, maybe they'll tie. Yeah,
who knows? What are you hearing from fans? I mean, what's been the energy?
I was out last night. I met a friend of mine at a coffee shop. And he shows me this hat, this Browns hat.
Yeah.
And it's really nice. It's embroidered, and it's not like, you know, one of those kind of $3 giveaways. I mean, this is a nice, real hat.
Yeah.
He goes, I got this in 2015. I bought it for $5 at the store. I'm wearing it for the first time today.
Yeah, it's also embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like, hey, you know, wear it proudly. You really do see more Browns jackets, Browns T-shirts, Browns everywhere. Because, you know, in Cleveland, it doesn't take much when it comes to the Browns.
That's right. That's right.
You know, they're waiting to jump on it. And the last time wasn't Baker Mayfield's jersey like number 10 or number 9 already in sales, mm-hmm. you know, in the country. And this goes on, it'll rise higher. In other words, Amanda, it's fun. Football is now fun again.
Yeah.
Because you just all you had to do to give the fans is, we might win.
Right.
You know?
There's a chance.
It's moved from, we almost always almost win, Josh Cribbs.
Right.
To, we might win.
Right.
That's and then improvement. We won. Yeah. Right. That's a lot of people were after that. I mean, I think most people, it's 9-9.
Yeah.
This rookie kicker, Greg Joseph, winds up. You go, it's going to get blocked or something awful. And actually, the guy for Baltimore gets his finger on the ball. That's why it kind of went sort of sideways. But it did go through the uprights.
I know. A shock.
So here's the other thing that happens to you, Amanda. When you start to play better, you get a little luckier.
Yeah.
You really do. It's funny how that is. And when you're playing worse, you get totally unlucky.
Yeah.
You know, they always say, you know, Murphy moves in, Murphy's Law, and he brings all the other bad laws with him.
Yep.
The in-laws and the outlaws. Next thing you know, they're all living in your house.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, yeah, I'll tell you, I'm excited to watch. It's fun.
And wait till you see these television ratings now for these games. They really are going to be just startling for the Browns. And there were many people at that Browns game for the Ravens. It's been in a long time. You know, they always announce sellouts or close to sellouts. It means nothing. It means tickets sold or tickets they thought they could have sold or they wanted to sell. But when you were there, you would look around. It was like 20-25% under capacity. That was a full house Sunday.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's The View Beyond Pluto with our sports commentator, Terry Pluto. You can hear him each Wednesday morning on WKSU. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz.